We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatter, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. In Tar, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gundarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Ming Chung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a science institute in the United Kingdom develops climate change research facilities. In space news, a telescope returns images of a planet outside our solar system. In animal welfare news, Australian Wildlife Hospital rehabilitates thousands of kangaroos and koalas. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September the 12th, prominent scholar and Urdu poet, Mr. Syed Mohammed Mehdi Rais Amruhi, was born in 1914 in Amroha, India. He moved to Pakistan in 1947. Mr. Rais Amruhi, as he was known, was recognized for his distinctive style of Katanigari writing, which is a four-line stanza poem. For several decades, he wrote them daily for Pakistan's biggest daily newspaper, Jang, for which he was the editor. Mr. Rais Amruhi penned several books on metaphysics, meditation, and yoga in the Urdu language. In addition, he completed the Urdu translation of the introduction and the first few chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, one of the most important Hindu scriptures. May spiritual works of beauty, such as Mr. Rais Amruhi's, continue to bring joy and elevation to many.
Ago on September 7, Supreme Master Television made our debut broadcast in Europe and parts of Africa. Since then, with the grace of Providence, we have grown in coverage areas and contents to serve global audiences around the clock.
We especially offer our deepest gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her benevolent vision, wise guidance and meticulous care, which has made our channel possible. Today and for the entire week, we are delighted to present greetings from dignitaries, celebrities and well-wishers on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's third anniversary.
I'd like to greet the Supreme Master Television on its third year anniversary. Definitely, I enjoy watching this TV station, which is being worldwide because of the many good things that they show on this television station, and it involves so many wonderful topics such as climate change and vegetarianism and all the healthy attitude that we should have in us as we go through life. It's a very interesting, not only in the sense that the programs are very colorful and very attractive, but then it gives a lot of moral lessons to our people all over the world.
Eastern India deluged with rains. 3 days of incessant monsoon precipitation triggered flood-like situations in 5 districts of southern West Bengal, India. At least 6 people have perished and some 1.7 million have been affected, with tens of thousands evacuated, in part due to embankments that breached in the tidal mangrove forest of the Sundarbans. The state government has set up relief camps and dispatched army personnel to check on people's safety and distribute relief items. On September 11th, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our native nearby association members please go comfort the afflicted, offering $15,000 in emergency aid for the most destitute and forgotten, and sending her prayers and love. This amount could purchase $243,000 in materials in the United States, based on India's general cost of living. West Bengal government, army and relief personnel, We are grateful for your timely actions to ease the flood situation. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive care of the vulnerable. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the affected Indian people's swift recovery to the normalcy of everyday life and that humanity's gentler ways help such calamities to stabilize.
Quake shakes Albania. Centered near the Macedonian border, a 5.2 magnitude tremor that was followed by many aftershocks destroyed 30 homes, 2 schools and 2 hospitals, damaging hundreds of buildings in Albania, with minor damage to many homes also reported in Macedonia. Albanian emergency services deployed helicopters to distribute tents and food to the hundreds of displaced residents, and Albanian Prime Minister Salih Berisha visited the region, promising government assistance for rebuilding. There were fortunately no reports of injuries or casualties.
Prime Minister Berisha, Albanian Emergency Services, and Government of Albania, we are grateful for your prompt actions to help the quake-stricken residents. May they be swiftly restored to their productive lives as humanity's gentler lifestyles help ensure planetary stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu victims more susceptible to lung damage. At a meeting of swine flu experts last week in Canada, it was reported that the swine flu virus is causing the often deadly acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS, 100 times more frequently than seasonal flu. In the past 2 months alone, 33% of hospitalized patients required treatment in intensive care with such conditions. A rise in this rate is feared as a second wave in the Northern Hemisphere is now anticipated.
Researchers at the Imperial College of London in the UK explain that unlike seasonal flu, the swine flu virus is able to directly inflict cells deep in the lungs, thus causing more damage. A random viral mutation, the scientists further warned, could lead to an even more strongly attacking strain.
Globally, swine flu fatalities have jumped to 3,593, with total cases now deemed by international health officials as being too many to track. At the national level, Iran has confirmed 357 swine flu cases. Malawi joined the list of afflicted African countries with her first officially confirmed case. Meanwhile, Israel reported the first case of a patient who showed resistance to the antiviral medicine Tamiflu.
In Scotland, Health Secretary Nicola Sturgeon announced plans for doubling hospital beds to nearly 400 to accommodate the children and adults suffering from severe cases of the swine flu. Hospitalizations have also climbed steeply in Formosa or Taiwan, where as many as 13 patients were hospitalized in one day, bringing the number of such seriously ill to 174.
Our gratitude, international officials and researchers, for your efforts to understand and mitigate the swine flu virus's impact. As a global population, let us all protect ourselves through the virtuous and wholesome safety of the plant-based diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the alternative living fly some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.,
to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org,
www.vegsoc.org,
www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Iraqi citizens benefit from smoke-free public areas. To help reduce statistics that currently estimate 55 people die each day from smoking, the nation's parliament has imposed a new smoking ban in all government, school and other public sector buildings. Iraq now joins Israel, Jordan and Qatar as other Middle Eastern countries that have also banned smoking in public places. Our appreciation, Iraq, for these measures to improve the lives of all residents. May many governments be similarly inspired to strive for the blessing of clean air and a smoke-free world.
Research supports plain packaging for cigarettes. Researchers from the University of Nottingham in the UK found that subtle branding on cigarette packets misleads smokers into believing that certain products are less harmful than others.
A survey of 1,300 people showed, for example, that products labelled smooth, silver or gold are mistakenly believed to be healthier and easier to give up. Chief Executive of Action on Smoking and Health, Deborah Arnott, said this research shows that all tobacco products should be sold in plain packaging to remove false beliefs and convey the message that all cigarettes are dangerous.
Our heartfelt thanks, Chief Executive Arnott, and all researchers for highlighting the importance of portraying the truth that cigarette smoking is a debilitating habit. May future generations be blessed with radiant health through informed decisions that offer freedom from all addictions.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women,
plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
2009 Heroes of the Hemisphere named. On Wednesday, the Pan American Development Foundation announced five Latin American and Caribbean individuals being honored for their dedicated efforts to help their communities. Yoani Sanchez is an independent blogger from Cuba, teaching other Cubans to publish online. Haitian Nicole Muller Caesar launched a school for abandoned children, providing education and healthcare as well. Andrea Gonzalez from Colombia helps refugees to become independent through vocational training. Colombian Jose Silvestri Sanchez shared his family farm with the less fortunate and organized cooperative farms, while El Salvadorian Juan Ayala started a school, volunteering as a teacher since age 16 and is now the director of an organized learning facility. The five people will be honored at a gala celebration in Miami, Florida, USA on October 24. Congratulations, Heroes of the Hemisphere, on your well-deserved recognition. May you and the many lives you touch continue to be graced with hope, courage, and fulfillment.
Save our planet. South Korea's Jeju province going organic vegan. At a press conference marking the first official vegan movement in the country, the Jeju Province Assembly's Green Growth Institute on Climate Change joined representatives from 49 non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, to declare plans to become organic vegan one day a week to curb climate change.
The declaration, which received great media attention, came in response to the recommendation to eat less meat made by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, chairperson Dr. Rajendra K. Pachauri.
이런 걸 기점으로 제주도에서 이걸 좀 더 실시하고 전 도민적으로 확산되고 그래서 이런 걸 계기로 제주도가 저 녹색 그 성장 도시로서 발돋움하는 그런 계기가 되었으면 좋겠습니다.
With a population of 500,000, the island of Jeju province in South Korea is known for her pristine nature and strong social leadership, having been the first to advocate eco-friendly organic school meals province-wide. The one-day-a-week organic vegan initiative already had a head start in some schools, with results of improved children's health and behavior.
자율적으로 이제 한 절반 이상의 어린이집들이 주 1회 채식을 하고 있었고요.
The Jeju Coalition for Children's Health and other provincial NGOs will practice being organic vegan once a week starting this December and soon after will promote organic vegan meal programs in all schools.
그 어린이들을 위한 이런 식단이 중요성을 느꼈거든요.
After the declaration ceremony, participants and many attending journalists enjoyed a delicious buffet catered by Loving Hut, the international vegan restaurant begun by Supreme Master Ching Hai to advocate this nutritious and compassionate lifestyle.
이게 육류가 아니라는 사실이 깜짝 놀라요. 지금
고기가 들어가지 않았기 때문에 애들이 좋아하는 맛을 낼 수 있을까 걱정했는데 먹어보니까 되게 맛있어요. 고기보다 더 맛있어요. 고기 반찬보다.
What wonderful news! Congratulations, Jeju Province, South Korea, and many thanks to the organizers of this wise move on behalf of your children, citizens, and the environment. May yours be a shining example for a healthy, sustainable South Korea and beyond.
Save our planet. Rapid warming's increasing global impact. The World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, has published a comprehensive report intended to provide leaders at the upcoming climate change meeting in Denmark with solid research in support of urgent action. Among its findings were that the rapid Arctic melt and release of poisonous methane from the melting permafrost could lead to dangerously irreversible climate change.
The report also stated that sea level rise would be twice as cited in the most recent UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change figures due to the rapid melting of Greenland and the Antarctic. Dr. Martin Sommerkorn, Senior Climate Change Advisor for WWF's Arctic Program, said, "This report shows that it is urgently necessary to rein in greenhouse gas emissions while we still can. Simply put, if we do not keep the Arctic cold enough, people across the world will suffer the effects."
Our sincere appreciation, Dr. Summercorn, World Wildlife Fund, and all participating researchers for this in-depth evaluation of human-caused global warming. We pray that leaders across the globe unite in commitment to sustainable lifestyles that protect our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has on many occasions encouraged humanity's quick response to the urgent facts being presented by the world's scientists, as in this July 2008 video conference in Tokyo, Japan.
I think we better heed the warning of the scientists, because otherwise it's not just the ice melt, maybe we will melt also. I hope not. And we're working frantically toward saving the planet. So if we be vegetarian, our good karma of saving lives will in turn reward us with our lives saved. That's all I can say.
Save Our Planet. The music festival, Project 3090 in New Orleans, USA, joins a growing trend of green artistic events, featuring solar-powered lights and sound systems, paperless tickets, biodegradable eating utensils and bicycle rickshaws for transportation.
Save Our Planet. Japan's Mitsubishi Motors Corporation partners with France's Peugeot Citroën to develop and market electric vehicles, planned for release to the European market in 2010.
Save Our Planet. At the World Climate Conference in Geneva, Tanzanian Vice President Ali Mohamed Shein warns that at current rates of warming, Mount Kilimanjaro will be devoid of snow within decades.
Save Our Planet. World Wildlife Fund lauds new Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama's ambitious initiative to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the nation 25% from 1990 levels by 2020.
Hi all, I'm Gigi.
Hello, I'm Jojo. Gigi and I love our vegetarian diet.
Today we have a tip for your well-being.
One of the best ways to keep yourself healthy is to wash your hands regularly.
Yes, Jojo. You touch various things throughout the day and can pick up many germs.
Please lather and scrub with soap and warm water.
Next, rinse well and dry with a clean towel.
If you're in a public place, use your paper towel to turn off the faucet and open the door when you leave.
Take care. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, for the weather around the world.
In environmental news, over 29 million euro climate change research facilities are to be developed in the United Kingdom. Abbotwitz University Institute of Biological, Environmental and Rural Sciences, IBERS, in Wales, will be funded by the UK's Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council and the Welsh Assembly Government. IBERS Director Dr. Wayne Powell stated that the Institute was committed to discovering ways to enhance security in the areas of water, food and energy. Our sincere gratitude, Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council and the Welsh Assembly Government, for your generous support we wish you much success at Twits University Institute of Biological, Environmental and Rural Sciences in helping to preserve our precious planet Earth.
In space news, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Space Telescope transmits distant details. Kepler, launched in March 2009 to locate planets in our galaxy similar to Earth, has sent back images of a massive gas planet, HAT-P7b, about 1,000 light-years away. The findings were part of a calibration test for Kepler, proving that it can provide these highly precise pictures. NASA envisions that by 2012, scientists will be able to report on whether other Earth-like ecospheres exist in our universe. Congratulations, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, on the success of the Kepler Space Telescope. We look forward to hearing even more fantastic galactic discoveries. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a wildlife hospital in Queensland, Australia, rehabilitates thousands of animals every year. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Please stay tuned for more rejuvenating news on Supreme Master Television.
I watch Supreme Master Television every day. I like jokes the best. This is for you. Happy third anniversary.
The third year anniversary of Supreme Master Television. It gives us, Dubai Municipality, a great pleasure to express our utmost appreciation of the efforts exerted to the success of your programs. We do value the contribution and efforts undertaken by your side, and we are grateful that such channel helps shed the light and bring into recognition the hard work and efforts of communities from around the world that strive to improve life. We wish you all the best for the future. Hussein Luta, Director General of Dubai Municipality.
So happy birthday, Supreme Master Television. I'm Rick O'Barry.
Para SMTV, mi cariño, mi afecto, mi felicitación. Hacen un trabajo extraordinario, global. Nos unen, nos acercan y nos estimulan. Sigan adelante. Que sean muchos años más de salvar al mundo y hacerlo feliz. Gracias.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, assuring news for a pleasant world. In animal welfare news, Australian Wildlife Hospital treats thousands of koalas, kangaroos, turtles, and other native animals every year. Once rehabilitated, the incredible wildlife is returned to their natural habitat. Founded by Mr. Steve Irwin in 2004, the new eco-friendly premises of the hospital are staffed by veterinarians, veterinary nurses, a hospital manager, and volunteers. The facility is considered to be the world's largest wildlife hospital. Our heartfelt thanks all staff and volunteers at the Australian Wildlife Hospital for your dedication and compassion. May all our beautiful animal co-inhabitants be safeguarded and cherished.
And now for some humour with a joke told in Italian entitled Flying.
C'è un commerciante seduto dietro a un ragazzino su un aereo che vola da Chicago a New York. Appena l'aereo decolla, il ragazzino incolla il suo naso al finestrino. Dopo alcuni minuti in volo, si rivolge a suo padre e chiede: quando iniziamo a diventare più piccoli?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Salut à vous, maître. Je vous salue. Merci pour vouloir un monde meilleur, sans guerre. Un monde où on vit tous ensemble malgré les différences entre nous. Merci de mettre en évidence la liberté des peuples. Merci. Et je vous contacterai toujours si Dieu le veut. Hatem, du Canada.
Hi, Hotem. Our appreciation for your lovely note. Supreme Master Qinghai has a kind reply for you. Honored Khotem, thank you for your greetings and good words. Blessed be all who live together in respect and harmony. May the earth-saving vegan message be shared widely among your fellow Canadians. In the light of God, love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's boundless love be bestowed upon you.
Happy birthday, Supreme Master Television. Wish you all the very best.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In response to an emergency appeal by the United Nations World Food Programme, Turkey immediately donates $100,000 to Yemen to demonstrate her concern for the Yemeni people and the two countries' solidarity.
The summer Davos World Economic Forum meeting begins in Dalian, China, where 1,400 business and political leaders from 86 countries gather to discuss ways to boost the global economy.
Thanks to Australia's Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, 8-year-old King Charles Spaniel Scooby is rescued after 5 days of being trapped in a cage and is now back with his loving family.
The University of Louisville in Kentucky, USA introduces designated smoking areas and a complete campus-wide smoking ban by July 2010, along with education and support to help students and faculty quit.
The Maghreb countries of Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, and Mauritania celebrate International Literacy Day, promoting the joys of reading and writing, particularly among youth.
Prompted by overwhelming public support, the Catalonian Parliament in Spain will be voting on a measure to include bulls and horses in the Catalan Animal Protection Law.
US-based Catholic Relief Services donate $250,000 to aid the flood-affected in Burkina Faso, including cash vouchers for 3,000 families, especially those headed by women, as well as food distribution to 15,000 displaced.
Discovering that people who worry excessively also tend to become smokers with higher mortality rates, US researchers say that smoking cessation programs could be more effective if designed to address this tendency.
Hungary announces plans for greater security to ensure the protection of ethnic Gypsy residents, as well as scholarships to be granted to Gypsy youth to support their integration with society.
In a speech to a joint meeting of the US Senate and House of Representatives, US President Barack Obama calls for a unified approach to arrive at the best solution to ensure comprehensive national health insurance coverage.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.